You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hola, chicas.
It's the three of us.
Anna, look at us go. Welcome back to the three of us and welcome back to you.
Life is complicated.
It is. We're busy. We're women of industry. Life is busy.
Women of industry.
We're business moguls, okay?
Oh my gosh, amazing. Anyway, welcome to the A Block. Haley, Claire, and Jacqueline hanging out as always. Our sweet little Jacqueline feeling under the weather like most people these days. But Jacqueline, we appreciate you being here. It's a cold you're fighting off.
Yeah, it's a cold. I'm a soldier in this war.
Yes, the great war, some might say.
Yeah, it's a great.
I'll slip in a Taylor Swift song at any time.
Okay. Yeah, I stayed home from work today and left the office early yesterday, and I've just have been like, you know, NyQuil and DayQuil are my best friends right now, so I'm just trying to get through it.
I feel cheated.
Heaven, like I'm a drug pusher when it comes to DayQuil or NyQuil. I push it on anyone. I keep DayQuil in my purse. If anyone's not feeling well at work, I'm like, do you want a DayQuil?
Yeah, might as well.
Are you getting kickbacks?
I'm obsessed. No, I wish. And most of mine are off brand. It's like Walgreens brand. It's like WallQuil.
WallQuil. I will give them this life because I am a person who I am unaffected by NyQuil and Benadryl and like any of the the things that are supposed to make you sleepy don't work on me. Never have.
And really?
Yeah. So like I at work in Lexington, I would get loaded up on Benadryl some mornings just to feel. Just to feel something. No, but like some mornings when I was having like very bad allergy issues, I could take like a couple Benadryl and be as alert as I was before, which to be honest was not that alert. So I guess maybe my baseline is just where Benadryl takes you.
See, for me,
yeah, I've never really taken it. I never take Benadryl because I've always been terrified it's going to zonk me out. Like what? I don't even know what scenarios people take Benadryl in except like an extreme allergic reaction.
It's an antihistamine, right? So, I mean, I've taken it only when my normal allergy pill is not doing the work. And if I have like a rash, hives, swelling, which, you know, in this allergy life, those things can occur. Mm-hmm. When I had avocado and I don't have I don't have a steroid.
Oh no.
We go Benadryl.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Jacqueline? You a Benadryl truther?
You know what? There's only been a couple instances where I've had to take it, but NyQuil will literally knock me the F out. Like last night, so Monday night, I was telling you guys before we started recording, I took NyQuil at like 7 p.m. because I was like, I know I'm going to sleep a lot and I don't want to wake up at like 10 a.m. and still feel groggy, which I didn't, thank God, but like, I mean, it knocks me out. And I mean, I already sleep through my alarm with no help. So it's like, I don't need
something else that's going to be like even deeper.
Yeah.
I would be afraid of doing that when waking up for sunrise or something. I was always afraid to take a sleeping pill or anything because I was like, even though I have never had that issue, I've never taken a sleeping pill. So I don't know how sleeping pills work on me. And that's primarily what I'm thinking of is I was just always afraid. Like, yeah, I have a hard enough time waking up as it is. The last thing we need to do is add like a narcotic to the mix or whatever.
Truly something prescribed. Yeah. No, I've never taken a like prescription sleeping pill either, because I truly feel like I'd be one of those that it has the crazy side effects. Not only would I not wake up, but that would probably be the least of my problems. Like I'd sleep
driving a car. Yeah.
I'd wake up on the interstate driving at full speed. Like,
Yeah. I've never,
I'd be like, where am I going?
I've never taken one either. The only thing I've ever done is taken like too much melatonin, but that's really about it. And I mean, then it's just like, I might as well just be a zombie.
Yeah. I've taken over the counter sleeping pills one time when I was doing the morning show, when I like couldn't fall asleep on time, but I always took like less than half of what it said, cause I was still terrified, and then they never worked. And then, but like, I love ZQL. If you're taking it just to try to sleep, actual ZQL, which is the product they stumbled upon because NyQuil works so well for so many people to sleep. They were just like, well, let's just take the part out that makes you sleep. So ZQL, it's the purple liquid. I like the pills. I also keep those in my bag at all times.
Excellent. Never
maybe girl got to be sleep. Prepared. Exactly.
So if you ever see Haley out in public and you need another thing, a DayQuil, just you know who to ask, okay?
DayQuil. If you see me in the morning, it's DayQuil. If you see me at night, it's ZQL. I've got it all.
Excellent. It's going to be stocked up.
But let me tell you what's actual shit in a bottle is NyQuil, the green one that tastes like licorice. NyQuil. If it's not the green NyQuil one. Berry one, ugh. The NyQuil green one that tastes like licorice, I'm like, no, I can't do it. I can only do the berry flavor. The green one.
I've moved past a syrup at this point in life. I can't abide any of those flavors. It's just too much for me.
It's too, it's too reminiscent for me.
However, if for some reason, as a 36-year-old grown adult, someone wants to give me Dimetapp, I'm all about it, baby. Give me that tap. Yes. I love the Dimetapp. Best flavor ever.
It is truly a delicious flavor. One that they could bottle.
I don't hear about Dimetapp anymore.
I don't hear about it either.
One time when my mom switched up on me and gave me Triaminic, it tasted like, do you know your butthole? Tasted like that.
You know what? I'm happy to say I don't know how my butthole tastes.
I'm saying,
but I would imagine it doesn't taste great.
I just feel as though that has to be what it tastes like.
Even just the name, like Dimetapp is an awesome name. Triaminic. I'm like, try a nothing. That's disgusting. Let me tell you the two medicines that I loved when I was a kid that I would sneak even when I didn't need them.
Oh,
okay. No. I mean, I was the pink liquid amoxicillin that went in the fridge.
Ooh, yeah, we had that in the fridge.
Oh man, when we were sick and we had to take that little antibiotic, and then I would sneak it. And my mom, it's like she would always appear out of nowhere. There I'd be hiding behind the fridge door. What are you doing? And I turn around, I've got that weird plastic spoon filled.
Yes, that weird spoon.
What was that?
It was a measuring spoon.
Yes, and then you like pour it down in there, and I'm like, oh my God. I'll never be sick again. I've got so much antibiotic coursing through these veins. And oh then the God. Other thing was
that is so funny.
Oh my God. It was it was so creamy and delicious.
You are who the pharmaceutical industry has warned us about, that we've been abusing antibiotics too much.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, the long-term effects, you're looking at them, honey. And then the other thing that I would chloraseptic. I'd be spraying that shit in my throat.
I hate that.
Oh, I love it. Oh. I loved it. I was always like, I would like love if my throat was sore, because I'd be like, oh, gotta get that chloraseptic going.
It numbs you out just a weird amount. Chloraseptic is still a big player in my life because I lose my voice very easily. And so every time I do it, I'm just like, I don't know. It's not right.
Yeah. I love it. I love the numb. I love the numb feeling. And I like the taste. I like a little bit of a medicinal taste. I don't know why. I think because I'm like, oh, now we're really cooking. Now we're doing something. Like,
you really feel like you're accomplishing something.
It's like Listerine. When you feel the burn, you know, we're really like, we're doing something.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's definitely Dimetapp. I can't say there's any other medicines that I've ever truly enjoyed the flavor of. I did eat Tums. I think I've said here as a snack, what at a time in my life where things were hard to come by.
Yes.
But I did have an ex-boyfriend one time. I had been prescribed like a grape codeine situation that is it codeine, and what's the one that kind of makes you loopy? It's also an ene. It's a not
morphine. It's like a cough syrup, right?
Yeah. He abused my cough syrup and poured it into Sprite with vodka.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that would be
what they call that.
It's what do they call that?
Or lean or scissor. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Scissor.
Yeah. But I didn't partake because I was actually quite ill.
Yes.
But, you know, I guess if someone wants to call the police, I'm the one that gets taken to jail for allowing my drugs to be abused. Probably shouldn't have admitted that, but you know, here we are.
No, that's all right. It was 100 years ago, and you didn't know you were sick. It was
a long time ago.
You didn't know he was in there hiding behind the fridge door.
Yeah, I just came in first.
Hiding behind the fridge door. You didn't know. Hey,
came in with saltines and Sprite.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh, no, I've always heard of people doing that, and I was always just kind of like, why?
I know.
There's other alcohol.
Yeah. And I was also just like, I don't feel well, so this does not sound good to me. I just want to take the medicine and sleep, you absolute psycho.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, so he's doing it just at your place while you're sick?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. No, sir. No, what if
you needed that?
Yeah. You're like, I just need one last sip. Oh, it's gone in your cocktail.
Yeah. Oh, and he's got his grill in and he's talking about, I don't know, something.
He sounds cool. You should stay with him.
I am.
You should go. I'm still with him
these days.
I saw a clip the other day where Jennifer Lawrence, I guess, was filling in for Fallon or something and was interviewing Kim Kardashian and said, have you ever been cheated on? And Kim launches into this story saying, yeah, I found out he cheated on me because I hacked into his voicemail. Da, da, da. And then Jennifer just goes, and so did you marry him? And then they both start dying laughing. And I was like, oh, I just loved it.
J-Law. Okay.
That's a good roast.
I have two recent Hinge nightmare stories.
Okay. Dime here.
Not people I met in person. This is all just app based where I was like, okay. One was just like a week ago. I have a picture on Hinge that features another girl. And a man messaged me interested in her.
Oh, Okay.
Okay.
Asked if I would put in a good word for him. I was like, okay, A, this is my profile.
And yeah, B, like
I don't know you. And C,
she's dead.
Ew. Yeah. She's dead. Oh my god, I should have been like, oh my god, she's dead.
It's like in memoriam.
Too soon, okay?
Confidence this man has for no reason.
I know.
Honestly, like, where did you think this was gonna go? You don't even know Claire, and you're asking Claire, a person you do not know, to put in a good word for you. What if you're a fucking serial killer? What if you are like Jeffrey Dahmer?
You're exhibiting bad behavior already.
Yeah, you're being rude to Claire.
So yeah, no, like that's like
not interested.
You don't have social cues.
And then the other guy, this happened just yesterday. We had been messaging for like a day and a half, and like things were like a good little like back and forth where I'm like, ooh, this is nice. And like that happens very rarely for me. So I was like, excellent. And then he told me he lives in his truck.
Okay, look. He can have great conversational skills and four walls. Okay.
He's like, I literally took my phone and just like slammed it on my desk. And I was like, you've gotta be kidding me. And just like went back to work. Like,
now, if this is a bad situation he's found himself in, that's one thing. But I have a sneaking suspicion. Is this one of those people that chooses to live in their vehicle?
So he's not like a van life person where like he goes around with a dog and is like trying to take Instagram photos. I think this man is just like, he's on a wayward path right now. That led him to Dallas, Texas, because he just recently got here.
Oh, cool.
He's 34. Like, he's a little too old in my book to be like I don't know.
We'll see where the wind takes us.
But this unaware of like, hey, maybe like a woman on a dating app doesn't want to know that. Like,
yeah, don't be like, so I guess you're picking me up then.
is he like living that van life and like driving to Dallas and like I don't.
Or is he parked somewhere in Dallas?
I don't know. I literally just disengaged at that moment. I did.
Listen, we're going to need you to ask more questions.
No, I honestly couldn't, because then I was like, you know, I'm in such a vulnerable state where like I could be persuaded that it's a good idea. I'm like, you know what? Let's do it. You and me, baby. You know, 150. Let's go.
Perfect. No. And you know, no hate on anyone, because there are people that choose to live in their cars and that's a lifestyle they like. For me, it seems insane and I cannot get on board with it. I just don't like it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't
get it. It's not what I'm looking for.
And obviously, if it's a desperation thing and he has no other option, obviously not judging that either. But
I don't think it seems to be a desperation thing. I just think it's like
a choice. He's just on a path that doesn't sound like
what I
want to step into.
Yeah. I've been on that path. There was a point in my life, legitimately, when I lived in Los Angeles, shocker, where rent was so high and I had so little money. I was like logically thinking about living in my car because it made sense. I was like, you know, I have shelter. I already own shelter. It's this car. So I should live in it and bathe occasionally, as we know I do in the first place, and so it's fine.
Oh dear. You know, there was a time probably 2 or 3 years ago, you'll just find yourself in the YouTube rabbit hole, and it was a couple months there where I almost exclusively watched this girl who lived in her car, and it was a choice.
Haley,
and
no one does YouTube rabbit holes quite like you though. Like
nobody.
You pick a bizarre lane and you like stay there.
What was the other rabbit hole you did a few months ago?
The Russian people.
Oh my God.
If you want to know everything there is to know about living in the coldest town in Russia, the coldest place on earth, go to youtube.com. Okay. I've done that a couple months before that. It was silent shelter building in the middle of the woods.
It's insane.
What is wrong insane. With me? And then this was a couple of years ago now. I was just watching this girl, I think her name is Katie, and she chose to live in her car and she loved it. And I was like, God, this is so fun to watch.
You're like, because I'll never do it.
You're right. No one does a YouTube rabbit hole like me. And honestly, if I had Hinge right now, that would be the first line descriptor about me. Be like, come on this journey with me to my latest YouTube rabbit hole.
I would just
put current YouTube rabbit hole semicolon and then just whatever it was.
That would be an excellent conversation starter.
Mm-hmm. It makes me a little sad because there's nothing I'm really honed in on right now. I'm really watching a lot of ASMR these days when I go to sleep, but that's pretty standard. That's kind of my baseline.
Yeah.
Is the ASMR videos.
And then the beauty channel. Yeah, beauty channel. Yeah. I love an ASMR. I think I've mentioned this before. Ice skating on a natural frozen lake.
Love that. The sounds are impeccable.
I could listen to it for 24 hours straight and it wouldn't get old.
Yeah. One of my ASMR is so funny. And I think it comes from, we all worked in a sound driven career with news and editing videos and stuff like that, but also just the ASMR culture. One of my friends rented an Airbnb a couple days ago, and when she got there, she sent me the video. Like, had walked around the place and was sending me and a couple of girls like, oh, a little tour of the place. I was like, look at this cute place my family asked for Thanksgiving. I didn't look at anything. It was her completely silent, just walking through this gorgeous place. And I was like,
the gnats
are so crisp. She was like, I'm sorry, what? And I was like, the place is cute, but the video was an auditory treat. She was like, what are you talking about? I was like, nothing, just leave me alone.
You'll never understand.
That's not what she came
here for. I gotta say, I'm not a big YouTube person unless I get a wild hair and decide to watch a podcast instead of listen to it. But other than that, I don't know.
I go to youtube.com every night. It's literally a nightly ritual.
Me too.
It has been for a long time.
See if my favorite vloggers or favorite anybody has posted anything. And then at night, yeah, I'm usually, I just, the first ASMR video that pops up, I'm like,
interesting.
Good night. What do you watch when you get on? Do you watch?
I watch Tati, of course.
Oh, love her. Yeah. Best beauty blogger in the world.
I watch a lot. Ooh,
she's been churning out content lately. Every time I turn it on, she's got a new video. I'm like, thank God.
I watch a lot of interviews. I'll watch interviews about anything. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure what it's about. I'm just like, well, all right, let's hear it. We got an expert on the matter. Love that. ASMR videos. I told y'all one time about the like hour long doctor's visit I watched one time that was just ASMR that I just sat there and watched. I'm bringing up my history now. Those are a lot of the, oh, I watched like a girl get a spa treatment in Tokyo a couple nights ago.
I love her. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's so good.
She's so good. And it's not, none of it's in English. Why would you even think that, Jacqueline?
No, literally no idea what we're doing, but I'm like,
it's just subtitles. And half the time I'm like, she could be lying. That woman could be cussing her out. And she's like, she says my hair is luscious. And I'm like, oh, I know.
Okay. This is a very specific thing, but you, if you've watched one, you'll know it's, and it's not ASMR, but it's the YouTube channel Miss Mojo, where Miss Mojo, they do the dumbest videos. Well, like the one that just came up right now is top 10 things The Crown season 5 got factually right and wrong. And, but like, it'll be like
that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But it'll be like Miss Mojo is just one of the most infuriating types of those videos because it's like a robotic voice. So it's not a person. It's like, okay, here we go. Like, you know, and,
oh,
it's, and,
okay.
And then it will point out like, actually in real life, her curls turned under and not out.
Oh my God.
You're
like, are we really calling that a fact right now?
Yeah, but it will be things like that trivial or like something so obvious where you're like, yeah, I was hoping for some like cool info I could tell at my next cocktail party.
Yeah. You're like, excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay. Miss Mojo. I was going to say, I'll look that up later. I know voice recognition will automatically pull it up for me later when I get on YouTube because we had this conversation.
Okay.
Oh, 100% you'll be served it.
I am.
Oh, exactly.
I am back on the 100% belief of they're listening, but not even listening. I really, because I had some, I cannot remember what the exact thing was, but it was the other night. Okay. I thought of something so random. It was a product so random from like my childhood. It was like something I'm not using.
Triaminic. Triaminic flavor.
It was something like that, that like I have had no use for in years. I have been Googling it, talking about anything. I was literally laying in bed and I thought about it as I fell asleep and I woke up the next morning and I had an ad for it on my phone.
No,
and I was like,
I
was like, I'm sorry. They've chipped us or something. Something has happened.
No, that has happened to me on more than one occasion. And it's something so random that I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, I have not looked up or looked up anything remotely similar to it, that there'd be another explanation as to why it's showing up.
And I know they say like the prevailing school of thought by like tech people or people who talk about this stuff authoritatively say they don't have to listen because they collect enough data on you and everyone around you and everyone you connect with that they can get like enough. But like when it's something so incredibly random and specific that I know like y'all aren't looking up these things. It's not like, oh, Haley bought a purse from Target and I thought about this purse from Target.
Yeah.
But Haley and I have similar tastes. So like, it stands to reason that Target would serve me that ad because they know like we have common interests. That's one thing. But this, God, I wish I could remember what it was. It was so.
Like, yeah. That you're like, no, that logic doesn't work in this scenario.
Yeah.
Creepy as hell.
And creepy as hell.
Lord.
The worst.
What are you munching on? Is that just ice?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I thought I'm going to carry it for a minute. And I was like, ooh, delicious.
No, there's some good old ice water.
Love it. Wow. I'm drinking a Kroger brand sparkling water because that's where I am. What are you drinking, Jacqueline?
I'm drinking the bubbly, the coconut pineapple.
Oh, oh my gosh. So good.
My fave.
Yeah, no, it is so good. Oh my gosh. All right. What do we want to dig into? How do we want to start? I mean, 25 minutes in or however long we've been going. What's next, I should say?
How about a lot of people getting sentenced to federal prison?
Yeah.
Oh my God. The Chrisleys.
Yes. That was crazy.
I mean, that's who I instantly think of because I woke up to the news. Was that yesterday morning or this morning? I can't remember. Time is but a myth.
I think I got sentenced yesterday.
I forgot that was even happening.
Well, because last when they got convicted, I thought they said they were going to appeal. And then I thought I had seen something that some of the charges were dropped. Apparently, no. And yeah, they got sentenced. Todd, 12 years and Julie, 7. And it's federal prison, which I mean, what I've always been told is federal prison, you serve every damn day. There's no parole. Getting out on good behavior. The federal government is strict.
Really? They mean business.
But then they got like 6 years or 3 years probation when they get out. What the hell?
I haven't really committed myself to memory in terms of what they did or what they're convicted of. But
they basically were like forging from what I've gathered by reading. I read like a couple different articles on it. And basically they were like taking out loans from small banks and big banks and saying that they were going to like start businesses and whatever. And then they wouldn't start those businesses. And they just like kept going back to different banks and getting more and more loans. And then them too, and with the help of their accountant, would like forge documents to like make it seem like everything was legit.
Yeah.
I just was never a fan of theirs. So for some reason,
I always knew something was up. Something's weird. I don't like it. I don't know you people, but I don't like it. And apparently all these crimes were committed before they started the show.
Can Bravo just stop playing their show like on reruns now? Like,
I don't
want to see it anymore.
Yeah. Well, they were doing all this fraud in excess of $30 million. And then when they spent all that money, they filed for bankruptcy. When they got the show and started making millions, then their crime was tax evasion. And that's how their accountant got involved. And their accountant filed false tax returns and forged documents that made it look like their businesses didn't make any money. And then when they started to get caught, they changed the ownership of these companies to like other family members and got caught doing that. And yeah, it's not good. When the trial was going on, I looked and they had like emails between the accountant and like Todd, which I was like, oh my God, if you're going to commit crimes, why are you doing it over email? Idiots. But it was like, he was like forging documents and putting like fake, like watermarks or letterheads, whatever it's called. And stuff. And like Todd was replying like, oh my God, thank you. You're a genius. Like, thank you so much. This looks awesome. And I'm like,
you're so stupid.
You're like, so dumb.
Like, you are so bad.
Yeah. Oh.
So they have several kids and the youngest of their kids is Grayson, who's 16. And then they also have full custody of their granddaughter, who is now 10 years old.
Why do they have custody of that
child? Because they're one of the, I don't know if he's the oldest or the second oldest son, has problems with drug addiction.
Yeah.
So they took custody of her like years ago.
I guess I didn't know there was another child aside from
Todd has two kids from his previous marriage, including the one daughter that has nothing to do with them. And then the two kids on the show, well, three kids on the show and the grandchild.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, gee.
So I guess Savannah Chrisley is going to take custody of the 16-year-old Grayson and then the 10-year-old niece, Chloe, which is like,
I mean, can you imagine whether you believe, I mean, whether you think your parents are innocent or not, either way, as of now, they're going to federal prison for 7 and 12 years. Like, and I read yesterday in the New York Times, they said the judge is allowing them to report after January 1st. I mean,
thought you were going to say January 6th. I was like, oh, honestly, good.
You know what?
We like to observe that anniversary.
Thank God they can observe.
As a family, of course.
God. Yeah. Truly just the phrase, just even this phrase, January 6th, now it's just like, oh God.
I know.
Remember before a few years ago when January 6th was just a simple day that loved itself and everything was fine. And now we're like January 6th.
I know. Like, dear God.
Crazy. Anyway, yeah. So it's just a matter. I mean, how do you function between now and then? If you're Todd and Julie, but also your family, just like, what are you doing? What are you doing for the next month and a few weeks?
I don't know. It's really, so I just watched this, did y'all watch The Vow on HBO, the first season about NXIVM?
No, but I've heard that it's good. I feel like I need to watch this.
I watched the first season and then the second season, the finale just came out yesterday. So I just finished the second season. And so it follows that NXIVM cult, Keith Raniere, he got sentenced to like 120 years in prison, federal prison.
Recently or
like a few months ago, a while ago now probably about a year ago. But the second part, it follows like all of the court stuff, and it really highlights or spotlights kind of like the second in command, this woman named Nancy Salzman, who is really just kind of like this middle-aged woman who's kind of nerdy, and she was kind of like, I don't know. She was the second in command. It really gets into like the psychology of how she became who she became and all this. And you really start to feel for her and understand how these things happen. And she like totally understands now that like everything was bad. Well, she was brought up on charges as well. And so it ends with her get like her sentence. And for some reason, that was the first time, which is kind of crazy, considering I work in a place that where people are getting sentenced to prison all the time. But watching this documentary, it was one of those things where I was like, oh my God, like this person's life, like for the next, I think she was sentenced to like 5 or 7 years. I was like, she's gone essentially from reality. For that amount of time, people are going to die. People are going to be born.
Yeah.
The world's going to change. Yeah. And there they'll be in prison. And like, yeah, how do you mentally prepare for that? And with her, like she had two very elderly parents. I was like, imagine regardless of what you've done or been convicted of, knowing you're never going to see your parents again. Because you're going to be in prison and they're going to die because they're 90 something years old. Like what?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how do you, I mean, that is, well, same thing with Grapple, the Chrisleys, that Nanny Faye, Julie's mom that's on the show. Like she's old.
Yeah. She's probably going like, to die while they're in prison.
She's probably going to die. And it's just like, oh my God. Yeah. That's a,
And especially going from like, you know, the highest highs of being on TV and like having everything to being like, whoa, we're going to die. Our mom's going to die while we're in federal prison.
I mean, it's just like, what the heck? Yeah. Truly from so high to so low. It's just like, what? Like, I don't know. I mean, crime is crime. But I'm just like, what they did was not okay. They stole from banks, but it's just like, and then evaded the government. But I'm like, damn. 7 years and 12 years. I mean, that's just so long.
I know. Well, and then, okay, that also,
I don't know.
Elizabeth Holmes was,
yes.
What was her sentencing?
11
years. Oh my 11 gosh. Years.
Yeah. And she's got a baby and she's pregnant. And I was thinking about that. I was like, these kids are going to be, she's going to miss an entire decade of their lives.
She's literally not going to, they're not going to know her and she's not going to know them.
How sad is that? And
it's so sad.
She got sentenced before the Chrisleys and I know like she did some bad stuff too. I still, I'm like, I don't know. There's things that I'm like, she got caught, I think is the major issue because I think she's definitely not the first like person entrepreneur with a big idea that lied about a bunch of stuff, but she also messed with people's health and whatever. So like, she definitely did wrong, but listening to these people get, these hefty sentences for financial crimes, when there are people who do far worse things to people, like physically and mentally, and they don't, they get just as much prison time, if not less. And I'm like, where is the, I don't know. It's
I guess just, that for me is the thing. It's like, I 100% agree. And that is a great way to explain it. Cause I'm like, why do I feel like these sentences are too much? I guess for me, it's not, it just feels like, I feel like there could be other punishments. Like, I'm like, not that they shouldn't serve any time, but I kind of am like, what is it serving?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, like prison is supposed to be for reform, but we all know that doesn't work. And so really it's to keep the public safe. It's to put people away who are violent and dangerous to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, prison is real. I mean, not otherwise, in general, prison is a really terrible place and inhumane in ways. And so it's like, should we really be punishing people in that way if they aren't dangerous to people in a violent way?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and in my case of the Chrisleys, it's like you can document every single dollar they stole. They need to pay back every single dollar. Like, I think that should be the minimum, the punishment, pay back every single dollar. But then also, there should be some sort of, probation or I don't know what it is.
Think, like, is like, there what, another what is way from, like, is
yeah,
there
from making them sit in prison?
To you know, like, what if they're taking up, this sounds bad, but like, what if they're taking up a spot that like a murderer?
Yeah.
Or I don't know.
Well, and then same thing with Elizabeth Holmes. I mean, you're right. I mean, what a disaster that was. And she did start messing with people's health. Like, it's people that started using those faulty machines and were making big health decisions based on that. Like, that, I'm like, is where I'm like, bitch.
Yeah, well, that's way worse than like something like Anna Delvey did, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just like, ugh, but still 11 years for stealing from billionaires. I'm kind of like,
right.
It sucks. Yeah. And if I was them, I want the money back too.
Yeah.
But I'm, you know, make her pay them back every dollar that she stole. And I don't care if it takes her the rest of her life. Make her pay them back and pay the, you know, damages to cause to other people. But making her sit in prison for 11 years, it's like.
Right. Like, what
does that make the money come back?
What is that achieving? Except taking away her liberties, I guess, which is
just like. All these people did wrong, but it's kind of like, jail isn't always the answer. I'm kind of like, God.
The A block taking on the prison industrial complex.
Oh my gosh. Wow. All right. Up next, privately owned prisons. Yay or nay?
And next week we're doing a special episode on charter schools.
Oh my gosh. And then STEM academies. That's it next.
Oh, STEM. We're going to host one. We're going to host one.
Yes.
Lord.
Okay. But you're right. Lots of big sentencings lately. And anyway. Wow. Okay.
I also suggest watching The Vow if you're interested. It is good. It's you have to deal with a lot of kind of grading personalities.
Okay. Well, is it like a docuseries or is it like a reenactment?
It's a docuseries.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the second one, like the part two, the one that just finished up last night. Because cameras weren't allowed in the courtroom. So like, those are like voiceovers of actors when they do like some courtroom reenactments. But other than that, it's all the real people talking to them. And
okay.
But it's the second one. I thought the first one was going to be the more powerful of the two series, but the second one actually ended up being the last night's episode. A woman cries in a way that like, I've never heard a person cry on television before.
Oh,
it was,
really?
I started crying just because she was crying. I was like, ugh. It was just so like raw and completely, she was just completely destroyed by the situation.
Extreme human emotion can be one of the hardest things to watch.
Yeah.
Like, it feels so private. It feels like you shouldn't be allowed to see it.
That's how it
like,
was.
That's how I feel. Oh, like, start. Yeah. Oh, I'm just God. Like, oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's like awkward almost.
Yeah. And you know, like they're crying about a lot of different things when someone's crying mm-hmm. like that. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh my God.
They do. Claire, you probably know that on that My Favorite Murder podcast, Karen always says she can't stand listening to 911 calls where later it's proven the person was lying. The 911 calls I can't listen to are the ones where it's real grief and someone has found someone and they're calling. Those are the ones I cannot listen. Like that, what you're talking about, that extreme human emotion where you're like, this person's life has just changed. And they're in the middle. I'm hearing them in the middle of the worst moment of their life. Like I can't, when they air those on like crime shows, I'm like, oh, I cannot do this. But yeah, Karen always says those are her. She's like, I can't even listen when someone calls and is like, they committed the crime. And then they're like,
hi, oh, my wife.
I just came home and someone shot her.
You can always tell. You can always tell.
Oh, yeah. Especially later when you hear it, you're like,
come on.
Oh, my God. Go to a community college and take one acting class, please, before you do this.
Well, Haley, there was a Dateline I just watched recently, and I don't know if it aired recently or not, but you cannot watch it. But since I can't give you any context about which one it is, there is a 911 call that it's real. It's a son who found his mom dead. He's a college age boy, and he's going, my mommy. And I was like, no. I was like, we can't do this.
Oh, hell no. I would have to fast forward.
Yeah.
It's just, cannot deal. Yeah. Wow. Anyway, let's lift it back up. So,
topic.
So speaking of something else that's gut wrenching,
perfect.
Ticketmaster.
I mean,
We're going to fight. Okay.
Truly. Like I've stepped away a little bit. If you guys, everyone knows what we're talking about, the Ticketmaster disaster of 2022 that put our poor Mrs. Swift in the crosshairs. Hey, Ticketmaster, are you dumb?
Like, can you not do math?
Like literally your only job is to sell tickets and you couldn't do it.
You messed it up big time.
I mean, just ridiculous. I was in the queue for 9 hours. Everyone I've spoken to was in the queue for 9 hours, and then they magically weren't. And I've not heard a single positive experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know several people who got tickets. I'm not getting any of those tickets, so these people. But yeah. I was still interested in their like experience, and it's like, no one, the people who I know who got tickets did nothing special, did not do anything that someone who didn't get tickets got. Like, it was truly just like,
it was a crapshoot.
Yeah.
It was sheer luck.
Yeah. Honestly, amazing. Yeah. One person in our office got tickets, or no, two people did, but one, she took her all day to get in there. And then she ended up spending $1,400 in a pure panic. And then another one of the people in our office, he magically got four tickets for $100 a piece pretty quickly to the show in Atlanta. And I was like, I was hopeful at that point. Cause he said that. And I was like, okay, good. Cut to me 10 hours later, all that's left are obstructed view seats for $1 million and my virginity. And I was like, no, I'm not going
to
do it.
Well, also Taylor said that the tickets were supposed to be from like $40 to $400.
Yeah. And they were until Ticketmaster comes in and does their stupid, what do they call it? Dynamic pricing that changed it. What does that mean? Does that change the price? Cause I never saw any of those prices. Never. No.
Yeah.
Never.
Well, and I've looked on StubHub just out of curiosity to be like, okay, what are they going for? And I mean, it's like, if people are paying these tickets, now you're part of the problem. Like we cannot pay these prices, people.
No. Yeah. And you know what makes me mad is Ticketmaster is letting people resell the tickets, like verified resale on Ticketmaster. I'm like, Ticketmaster, you screwed us all. The very least you can do is not let people gouge the rest of us with reselling these tickets that they clearly bought just to resell. Yeah. The least you can do because you put us all in this position is not allow people to resale the same tickets, but they won't do that because they want to make money.
Well, and that was the whole point of the presale and the Capital One presale was for the bots and the people who resell the tickets to not have access to them. Was that not the whole point of it? It's just insane. And also Ticketmaster did this to Bruce Springsteen. When was that? Earlier this year, last year? So it's like,
they screwed up Adele too.
This is not their first rodeo, you know? Like we almost need like another company that's like Ticketmaster and like StubHub to come in. I would just like everyone to know that Claire has put on a backwards hat.
Stressed out and this hat is up here.
She just had one. Well, I mean, it's a cute hat. It's just a Nike. It looks like a dry fit hat. Like Claire's a runner now.
It's like a Kentucky blue hat. Yeah.
But she just decided she put it on a minute ago and then just took it off. And then she put it on again. Did you guys ever watch that movie when you were kids about the female football team, Little Giants?
Yes, I'm her.
Your Icebox.
Icebox. Right now. Well, I saw a TikTok because, you know, the people on TikTok have nothing but time to make TikToks.
Oh, yeah.
But someone was explaining, because apparently they know something about like Ticketmaster and the way they do things. And they said that the pre-sale was calculated by Ticketmaster based on if every person who got a pre-sale code would buy only one ticket. And it's
who
like,
who buys one ticket?
No one buys one ticket.
And nobody does.
But also then they were like, but even then, I don't know. It's like they had some inside information or I don't know. And maybe this person was absolutely full of it, but yeah, I was like, that makes no sense. None.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm still not over it. I'm loving Taylor lately. Her music is fantastic, but I have not been able to listen to the album since all that went down.
Neither have I. I haven't listened to it.
I have not listened to since that day. I've not listened to a single song because I just can't.
It's just, no, I'm just like, it's not fun anymore.
It's not fun anymore because I'm like, oh, I'll never hear this live.
Yeah.
Joke's on me. Can't wait to be the only one singing this now.
I know.
It's just, I'm like, unless I just, you know what, I've just kind of decided where I am is like, I'm just gonna just detaching for a little bit. I'm not going to look at tickets. I'm not going to plan anything. And then, you know, all the concerts are next year. I'm like, I'll just look at them closer to then. And if I decide I want to go still and tickets aren't outrageous, maybe I'll buy one then and prices will have gone down. It's like right now, it's just hell. It's hell on this earth.
I'm taking the Susan Crouch mindset of maybe you'll win tickets. My mom always is like, oh, maybe we'll win them. I'm like, Mom, we're never winning tickets. It's never happening.
No one's ever known
those people who's won tickets.
Like, yeah, I'm sorry. There were so many fantastic tweets during all that debacle and I saved a bunch of them and then I deleted them because they made me sad. But there was one that I saw that said, Ticketmaster really be like, we hid 5 Taylor Swift tickets in gold bars around the world. Good luck.
Or gold bars. Oh my God, what a throwback.
And I was like, truly, that's what they did. They're like, hi everyone, we have plenty of tickets. Psych, there's only 3. Good luck. And we're like,
I feel like the people I know who got them were so random too. Like this middle-aged man in my office got 6 tickets.
Yes.
I was like, excuse me?
Excuse me? For why, sir?
He said, A, he claimed he was a Swiftie. And then I gave him the ugliest stare I've ever mustered out of my body. And then he said, well, no, his daughters want to go, but he only needs 4 tickets. And so then I said, let me buy 2 of them. And he said, well, no, we might need those other 2. And I said, what? And so then I said, can I chaperone your daughter and her friends? And I will use one of the tickets. And he laughed. But then just yesterday, he's like, so I told my daughter that a woman at work wants to chaperone. And apparently his daughter was like, no. But then he said he Googled a picture of me to show her I used to be on TV. And she was like, well, maybe.
She's like, bring a little something, something to the row.
I was like, I appreciate you putting in a good word.
You're like, excellent, excellent, excellent. You're like, and then in that 6th seat, I'll bring a charcuterie board, okay. A coffee tray, mm-hmm. A selection of flavored gums, whatever she wants.
Whatever she wants. I'm going to offer up my reel and see if she wants to watch some of my work.
You know? Oh my gosh, amazing. Love it.
Good idea.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh man, that just gave me like such joy thinking, oh, I don't have to do a resume tape. Like there is nothing like the panic of putting together. Guys, if you work in TV, if you don't know, we're all under contract. It's all like 2-year contracts or 3-year contracts. If your contract is about to come up in like 6 months before that, there's a pure panic because the job you're leaving and the job you want have to line up perfectly time-wise. It's always a shit show. It's always a fight between your new station, your old station, and you got to get together a good resume tape and you got to look good and you got, oh, it's panic for terrible. At least 6 months.
Oh,
at least 6 months.
At least 6 months, because then you're like, because you're under the gun at the one job and you got to find the new job. And it's just like, it is so stressful.
It is. And I'm just like, guys, can we just not, please? Anyway, all right.
Cool.
What's next, gals?
I don't know.
Do you want to quickly talk about Harry and Olivia going on a break?
Yes. Okay. What do we know about this? All I know is the few reports I've seen, but I've been like dying for more information. Like, did her salad dressing turn sour? What happened?
I don't really know. Basically, so page 6 just says that they, a source told People on Friday that them two were taking a break. And I guess he's still touring, which is crazy because it feels like he's been on tour for forever. And he basically they're ending it because apparently, you know, they're just saying that it's hard to split time now that he's going to be on tour. You know, he's
forever
going just beyond the States. So, but it's interesting because he recently there was a video, specifically on, I saw this on TikTok of him like blowing a kiss at Kendall Jenner, during one of his concerts.
Okay, I saw that.
Everyone
too.
Was like, oh my God, they're together. Like,
well, and then Kendall Jenner and Devin Booker broke up again.
Yeah. It's like, but they're very on and off. So I don't really.
Quietly broke up. I love it when people say like,
They quietly.
It's like, how else do you do something? Like, I don't know.
We're broken up.
Yeah, like they broke up.
Yeah, they quietly. From now on, I'm just gonna say, oh my God, did you hear? They loudly broke up.
They broke up so loudly.
It was so loud.
Screaming.
It was like, I don't know, like a moderate tone breakup.
Yeah, it was like pretty
inside chill. Voices. Yeah, inside voices. Roof, no. He bit my foot really hard.
I'm not paying.
I bought him. He doesn't even know. But I made a special trip today to get him a can of Thanksgiving food for him. A little cat brand makes a Thanksgiving dinner canned food.
Are you giving him wet food?
On Thanksgiving.
On a Thursday? Love. Do you still wet food Fridays?
Yes, he gets wet food every Friday.
Oh, I love that. Wet food every Friday. And now it's 2 days this week. He's going to be like, I'm confused as hell right now.
Yeah, I don't be like, know. What day of the week is it?
Where am I?
I like to envision Rue with a tiny, tiny plate, but with individual portions of all Thanksgiving foods.
I wish.
Like in the can you bought. It's just like a little dollop of cranberry sauce here. Dressing, turkey, gravy, mashed potatoes, green beans, corn pudding, mac and cheese. The essentials.
I was at a little party get together the other night with my mom. It was this woman's like 75th birthday / Thanksgiving / Christmas / New Year's party. She just had them all. And I know it was actually really cute. She had like different, all the different decorations and like different themed desserts and everything. But at one point, for some reason, my mom started talking about Rue and, she was talking about Rue to the, like this quite like elderly couple, one of whom was a pastor. And she was like, Claire, tell them about Rue's name. And I was like,
oh dear.
And I was like, okay, well, and so then here I was like trying to explain to these two, like, no offense, very old people, about tell them and explain to them who RuPaul is. I was like, so do you know who RuPaul is? And they're like, no, who is that? And I was like, well, do you know what a drag queen is? And then, so then I had to go into that. And I was like, so then I got my cat. And then I had to explain my thought process as to why I named my little cat RuPaul. And then my mom was like, go to Instagram. You can look up RuPaul the drag cat. And that is Ru. And I was like, oh God, this is my life.
You're like, why? What are we? You're like, honestly, thank you for the representation. In that moment, I would have been like, Rue is short for rude. Mother, look at this position you have put me in.
Well, I didn't want to deny. I there was nothing to be embarrassed of. I just knew this was going to be a challenging conversation.
Yes, long, challenging, and each second of it, you wanting to run the other way. Just and like, I can't have this.
And I'm explaining it, and I'm just like, I hate myself. Like, I'm so dumb. And now I understand why my life is the way it is. All in this moment, everything's making sense.
And they're like, what? You're like, was all that out loud? Sorry.
Yes. My cat, he is a middle-aged, as I said one time in PetSmart. They were asking me about Rue one time when I was at PetSmart. They're like, what would you say? Is he a kitten? Is he like this or is that? And I was like, oh, he's middle-aged. And I was like,
like, what does that mean?
I don't know. And I was really like, golly, man.
like, yeah, like 50 to 60 years middle old. Age. I don't know. You're like, I don't know. I didn't adopt him from when he was a baby, but if I had to kind of pick, I'd say he's like
middle age,
pretty deep into his career. He's probably a 30 year in his career.
I'd say he's vested in his company. So
he's vested. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. I've not thought about the word vested or vesting since I worked for a corporation. Oh, wow. Vesting.
Just fun social interactions.
Oh, I love it. I'm trying to think if I've had any fun. I mean, I'm constantly having awkward interactions. I literally the other day, there's a certain section of the building that I work in that I try to avoid at all times because I always get roped into uncomfortable conversations. And there's one specific person who's very sweet, but I try to avoid at all costs because they've already got a conversation they want to have.
Oh no.
And no matter what you, and it's not personal to me, it's me or anyone they interact with. They've just got things they want to talk about.
Just waiting for the convo to start. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if I'm like, hey, how are you? They're like, oh, good. How are you? No matter what the next question is, they're going to somehow segue it into the predetermined topic they wanted to discuss.
Oh.
And I'm like, so the other day I had to go into that section of the building and I was like, said to someone else in the building, like, oh God, I don't want to walk through there because I don't want to get stuck in a conversation. Literally this person, they interact with me. They go, hey, how are you? That, and I was like, good, good, good. I start to walk. They not only follow me from that side of the building, talking in my ear as I'm trying to obviously be like, I don't want to into my office. With a conversation that had nothing to, a topic that had nothing to do with me, nothing I would have ever talked about. They just wanted to speak and wanted to say it to someone. And it ends with me having to be like, well, I mean, I hope she's okay. Your friend was in a fender bender. I hate to hear that. Okay. Well,
I'll pray for her.
Yeah. Like I was like, I don't, and that's what it is every time. It always ends with me just being like, this had nothing and will have nothing to do with me at any point. Why did you oh God. It's just, and I feel like a huge bitch, but I'm always like, and it's not personal. I guarantee you they tracked down everyone in the building that day and was like, they're the kind of person that's like, if you're like, hey, how are you? Like we all as Americans just always say like, I'm good. How are you? Good. Great. Unless you're close to someone, you can really open up. But we all know we're all just saying that as, to kill the awkwardness. Like this is the type of person that if you barely know them, I bet if they were checking out at Target and the checkout person said, how are you? They'd be like, oh, not great. Not doing great. Gotta be honest. Not doing great.
Oh no.
And I'm like,
Sarah called me. And
it's like, uh-oh.
There's a man in my office. You could see him. He's one of the sweetest, nicest human beings. And I could see him 1 minute apart and he'll ask me again, how are you today? I mean, like every time, hey, how are you? How are you doing? I'm like, still good, man. Like still going strong.
You should be like, oh, you should just start coming up with really crazy things to tell him. Be like, no, the craziest thing just happened since I saw you.
You need to
tell him. It's like 1 minute later, you're like, you should change outfits. You should just be like, oh my God, the craziest thing just happened. I had on another outfit under the outfit I had on when you saw me a minute ago.
Yeah. Even costume changes.
Costume changes. Here's my ultimate awkward interaction. And I had it recently, but it's happened a million times. What do you all do? What is your MO when someone has told you a story? And it could be minutes later. It could be an hour later. It could be weeks later. And then they start to tell you the same story again.
You're like,
and you're like, and it's someone at work. So it's like, you don't want to be rude, but you also don't want to hear the same story. And then I'm panicking because I'm like, are they going to remember halfway through they've already told me this and then they're going to be embarrassed? Or do I interject and be like, oh yeah, you've told me that. I never know what to do.
So I guess I do one of two things, depending on kind of like the person and or the story. One, I'll just act like I've never heard it before. But two, what I think I do more than anything is like, they'll get to like the crazy part. Or like the part that they want to tell me, and I'll say it with them like, and they did that, right? And they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, did I tell you that? And then we have that moment. I'm like, yes, yeah, that's so crazy. Yeah,
I do the same thing, Claire. I kind of interrupt them like at like a part and I go, oh yeah, and then didn't so and so and so and so, and they're like, oh yeah, sorry, I did tell you that story. Like, I don't
really that's a good way to do it, as opposed to being like, hey,
you told me that already.
Boring. Maybe that's what I'll just start doing. Just go, you already told me this. Just deadpan. You already told me this. Can you imagine?
Oh, there God. There probably are people who do that.
There probably are. And those people.
Good for them. Not for
honestly,
me.
Go ahead.
You're good. I'm proud of them and scared of them.
Proud of them and scared of them.
What have you guys been watching and, you know, any good shows, podcasts you guys have been doing over the past few weeks since last time we met, the three of us together?
Podcasting, I've been listening to Morbid a lot, and mainly because the episodes just keep downloading. When I get in my car, it automatically starts playing. And so I'm enjoying those girls. I think it's kind of fun. It's a true crime podcast. I told you guys, but you guys all know it's been around a long time, but I'm just a new listener and I've actually been enjoying it. So that's the podcast. I haven't been watching a ton of shows lately. I just truly haven't had time. Yeah, so that's really it for me right now.
Watch The Vow. Watching the season of White Lotus, which is really good. I'm really enjoying it. Also,
it's okay.
Oh, we had a little audio issue. I accidentally wanted to hear about my White Lotus review.
I was clicking over. I went to our rundown. I went to click back and I accidentally clicked pause. I'm sorry.
Claire, you already told us about the White Lotus. Shut up. You're so dumb.
I'm not doing it. I'm not talking about it anymore. I'll just go straight to... I started listening to a new podcast that I didn't realize when I started listening to it. It's like being released week by week right now. It's a Dateline podcast called, I think, Murder and Magnolias. And it's just about, it's a true crime like saga of this. I'd never heard of this crime before. And it's pretty interesting. It's like a murder for hire plot in South Carolina. And I think South Carolina. And it's pretty good. Keith Morrison is the narrator. So it's, it's something.
It's audio. Yes. So
I listened to the latest episode today.
Okay. I'm going to add it to my list.
Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. So that's my,
what about you, Jacqueline?
I watched, okay. So two shows on Netflix I highly recommend. Love is Blind season 3 came out a few weeks ago. It's this season is way better than the second and potentially even the first. I enjoyed like all of the characters overall better. It was really good. So if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend. And there's some current drama right now with like one of the couples. I don't want to say if you haven't seen it yet to like ruin it, but it's just very interesting. And then I also watched Buying Beverly Hills, which follows the agency in Beverly Hills, which is ran by Mauricio Umansky, who is married to Kyle Richards. And that was.
Oh, yes.
It seems like from all of those little real estate shows, it more focused on the agents and like what they did on a day to day more than like the real estate, which they did focus on that, but like you saw more behind the scenes and stuff and like how everything works. So, which I thought was interesting. It was pretty good. The characters on it like are pretty good too. So I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. I forgot about that.
It's definitely like an easy watch, you know, like you can do it. You can watch it like while you're doing other stuff, but those are like some good shows. I still have not watched Lindsay Lohan's Christmas movie yet, but that's like I've been like meaning to watch it.
I know.
I think I can get it in at some point like this week.
That's what I'm hoping to. Yes, Falling for Christmas. And you know what? I really want to watch that. I'm also just so happy for Lindsay. I really am.
I know.
She's having a comeback, but mainly I'm just happy. She just seems so not on drugs. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. I've seen so many clips on TikTok and Instagram and stuff of interviews with her lately where she's just like giggling and happy and sounds totally normal and not. I'm just like, there she is.
Also, her raspy voice.
I'm just like so happy for her. Yeah, her, it's like she super just raspy, Yes, she just seems like, she just seems so happy and healthy. And I'm just like genuinely so happy for her.
Yeah, she seems really in a good place. And that's nice. We root for Lindsay.
She's truly been- like she was such like ugh, those of us that are, I mean, all of us in this age group, it's like from the Parent Trap and then just everything she did as a kiddo and then up when she was, you know, Freaky Friday and Mean Girls and all that, when she was kind of coming into her own before everything just went to hell. And that was a long time ago. I mean, she has been in hell for a long time. And now just to see her in a better place and us as viewers getting to see her producing good content now, instead of just that viral video of her dancing at her weird resort.
Oh my gosh. I actually watched that video yesterday.
I love it. It's such a good, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on, but I love it. I love the glittery jumpsuit and I love the moves, but guarantee you she was on something then.
100%.
All right. Love you, Lindsay.
Speaking of dancing, have y'all seen on TikTok? He's the guy who he's gotten famous for all of his dances that he's been doing to Taylor's new song.
The Asian.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm obsessed with him.
I don't think I've seen him.
He's the one that came up with the sparkling dance. That I miss you, but I miss Bob, where he just walks to the camera.
Yeah, he goes, he makes his eyes really big, and he's like.
But the Great War one that he does, he like does this it's so good.
He's so good. And then I saw somewhere on Twitter, I think that he got tickets.
He did.
And people were freaking out. Like, thank God he got tickets.
He didn't get them at first. And then I think he got them on the Capital One pre-sale day. And I think he opened a credit card to be able to do it, which I'm sure untold amounts of people opened freaking credit cards.
Well, now I see nothing but they ran those Capital One ads with Taylor forever. And then they went away. And then now they're airing like crazy on every station I'm watching. It's all those Capital One. It's the ones where she is herself from every different era.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
salt in the
shut
wound.
The hell up.
Rub it in.
Shut up.
I don't know. I've lost a little goodwill toward Taylor. I have to admit. I know. It's soured me a little bit. I'm trying not to hold it against her, except for the fact that, like, I don't know. It does kind of feel like a lot of this is just all about money. And like, maybe I've finally taken my rose colored glasses off about how the world works. But yeah, of course, she's trying to make money. But someone, I saw a TikTok where it's like, she released four different vinyl. She's releasing all these things where you have to keep spending more money. If you really cared about your fumes, maybe you wouldn't make it so hard to get all the, like, make it to where you have to spend, like, go into debt essentially to stay up to date with everything that's happening.
And I've been inordinately annoyed at the fact that I have still not heard the full version of the Target exclusive song.
I know. I'm like, release it already. I'm not
buying it. I know. I'm like, I want to hear it. I want to hear it, but I'm not buying the Target version.
No.
I won't do it. And it's got that hilarious line of throwing up in the street, which I'm like, I would love to hear the rest of the song.
Very curious. Yeah.
I don't know why, but that stuff doesn't bother me. Like, for me, I'm just like, get your bag. Like, you know, if people are dumb enough to like go into debt and to like buy like the next CD from her, like, what, honestly, take advantage of it. Fuck it.
I mean, I kind of see that, but she loves to play. I care about my fans. I love my fans. And it's the right hand's doing this to distract us while she's robbing Peter to pay Paul or something like that.
I'm a fan,
but I'm a fan for free. I've never bought any band merch. I barely buy music. And so I'm just kind of like, meh.
Do not buy merch.
Yeah. I bought her merch like way back in the day when it was like, you went to her concert and then like you wore the t-shirt at school the next time.
Oh, yes.
To show you went to her concert, you know, like when everyone else was buying them. But since, I have not. I would like to say the hat is back on, and this time it's facing forward.
I just
look at her go.
Right here.
I know. There's something about being on Zoom for a while. It's like you got to move. You got to fidget.
I get itchy.
I do too. I get like, I just got to keep moving.
Yeah. I guess fidgety is probably a better word. Yeah. I don't know why I said itchy, but
fidgety. Yeah.
Well, can we move on to our favorite things in self-care?
Let's do it. You want to kick us off, Jay Quizzle?
Sure. So I think it's easy to say that my favorite thing right now is Dayquil.
Love it. Love it. I would have said that every week, but I didn't know it was an option.
It is truly why I am like living and breathing right now. And then my self-care, honestly, has just been sleep. I've been sleeping a ton. And I hope that it is like the answer to recovery at this point. So.
Oh yeah. No, rest is one of the most effective tools when you have any kind of illness. So I hope you do start feeling better.
Yes, absolutely. And if you don't, you might need to go to the doctor.
I know. Yeah. I'm giving myself like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and see what the status is.
Are we improving?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the line of when I have to go to the doctor.
I like that Claire said, are we improving? Like she's Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
Are you not improving? Are we not entertained?
That is Russell Crowe. Okay. You know what's so funny is this morning when I was driving to work, I was literally having a thought. I was like, in my head, who is Russell Crowe? I like couldn't figure out who Russell Crowe is. And that was literally this morning.
Oh my gosh. I love
it. Like Kurt Russell? And I was like, no.
Kurt Russell. Oh, I know. Even as I said Russell Crowe, I was like, that doesn't sound right. I feel like he isn't, I don't know. He's been off the grid.
Off the grid.
It's very like, who dat?
Truly. It's like, where you been?
And I don't know why I was thinking about it this morning either, but I was.
Yeah. You're Googling him right now, aren't you? You're like, I got to see his face.
Well, because this morning I really settled on Russell Crowe. In my mind, having like, I thought he was Steven Seagal. And so in my mind, I was like, that's who it is.
And you're like, no. I've already figured it out.
And so
I'm looking at him. See, and I'm in the deep pics where he was like fit and looking at, but then he had that role where he was the scary road rager that came out a few years ago that I didn't watch because I was like, I'm scared.
He got a little hefty.
Yeah.
Funny. All right.
Who is Russell Crowe? I love that. Okay. Yeah. I'll do faves and self-care. My self-care right now is I am so happy I'm off work for the rest of the week. So we're taping this on Tuesday. Thanksgiving is 2 days away. I'm off work for the rest of the week and the weekend. And I am, you know, I work a weird morning schedule. So I'm just elated to sleep like a normal human and also just have some time off. My life has been incredibly chaotic lately and just busy to the point of insanity. And so I'm just like, kind of hanging on by a thread. So I'm like so excited to have like 6 days where I can sleep like a normal human and eat what I want and just rest. So that's incredible. My self-care. I mean, like truly
so nice.
I know. I'm so excited. And honestly, I'm blanking on my fave. So let's go to Claire and I'll re-rack my brain and try to remember what I was going to say for that. Claire, back to you.
Thank you, Haley. My favorite thing is eggnog. I love eggnog.
Yes.
Back, baby. And so it's the second I saw it, I bought it. And eggnog is just one of those things I don't deny myself. It's seasonal. It's delicious. I like it with alcohol. I like it without alcohol. I like it over ice. I like it just in a cup. I like it. I love it. I love eggnog. I have my whole life. So really happy to have that back in my life at the moment. And my self-care is I broke down and ordered a foam roller, to help my ailing body because I am a runner now, as Haley mentioned.
Yes.
And I'm running all the time.
you still run outside? Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I guess it's not really super cold there.
No, it's been cold. It's been like in the mornings, it's been below freezing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Or like in the 30s. Yeah. So it's cold. It's cold enough at 5 a.m.
Is that when you run?
Mm-hmm. And I am less than a month away from my half marathon now. And
how is the training going?
It's going well. I ran over 9 miles on Saturday. And
I know. Like, what? Who is this person? I am so amazed. Like, I'm so proud of you.
7 miles this morning before work.
What?
I know.
Wait, seven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Like, and I like how happy it makes you. Like, the joy radiating off you right now is just so palpable.
Do you listen to like a podcast, like, or do you like listen to music? Like,
no, I run with someone, so we talk the whole time.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good.
Oh, okay. I could never do this on my own for multiple reasons. A, I'm scared. B, I need accountability because
I would just get bored.
I would just never get out of bed and go do it. Like,
oh, me too. I'd be like, you can't do that. Yeah.
But I can't say that I enjoy running still. I still am a, don't really like running, but there's a lot to be said for proving to yourself you can accomplish something. And yes, it is very satisfying. Like when I get done, I'm like, oh my God, I just can't
truly. Yeah. Squishy. Like that's amazing.
Yeah. But I got the foam roller because my body hurts really bad.
Oh yeah.
Every day I'm I'm doing a lot of stretching, but the foam roller is, it helps just really dig deep and iron some kinks out. So
I love that. Well, I'm super proud of you. So when is the half marathon?
December 11th.
December 11th. Okay. Oh my
gosh. Now, is it
like, I know, like that's coming up quick. You're going to do so awesome and you're going to feel like
I'm gonna finish it. I know I'm gonna finish it.
Heck yeah, you are gonna finish it. And you are going, the feeling you have now after your training runs, you're gonna feel so freaking awesome after that. You're gonna be like, well, fending off calls from Adidas, Nike, everybody else that wants me to sponsor, be a sponsor now.
I know. I don't know who I'm gonna go with. But
you know, it'll just be who I feel in my heart is the best fit.
Yeah. But I am like, I'm accepting offers. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Whose deal is the best? Who gives you the most money?
Well, I've been sponsored on this call.
Oh my gosh, guys. She's wearing, we didn't want to say it until now, until the announcement was made, but it is a Nike cap that she's wearing. It's the first in her new line. It's Nike/Claire.
Nike X Claire.
Nike X Claire. Damn it. See, I don't have a sponsor. I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Nike X Claire.
Nike X Claire. And Claire, describe the vibe of the Nike X Claire line.
Well, it's frantic. It's fractious, yes. Actually.
Yes, fractious.
Fractious. Uh-huh. Messy.
It's actually just old Nike clothes that haven't been washed.
It's just like, you know, that weird like white sweat line that will show up on things sometimes when people
love get it. Sweated.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of that going on.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Honestly, love Kanye that. West would sell it for
$300. Yeah, well, I'm coming.
I love it. I still can't think of the thing that I was going to say is my favorite. So I'll just tell you something I am enjoying. When I went to the grocery store on Sunday, I picked up my favorite coffee creamer of all year, which is peppermint mocha. And that is something that is bringing me joy every single morning right now. I love it. It's just the Coffee Mate peppermint mocha creamer. I pour it in my cup every morning since then, or the last couple of mornings. And it's my favorite coffee creamer flavor. And I've considered in the past, I actually thought about it in the grocery store the other day. I was like, when does this expire? Because I could buy it and put it in the freezer and then I could enjoy it all year long. I don't know. I guess like, I could.
Coffee creamer, if you don't open it, it stays good for a long time.
I think you're right. And especially because I'm not under the illusion, nothing in Coffee Mate coffee creamer is A, milk, or B, natural in any way. So you're right. I think maybe I don't even need to freeze it. Anyway, peppermint mocha creamer is... it's just so good. It's so good. I love it so much.
Yum.
I love it.
Okay. Well,
yum, yum, yum.
Thank you all for listening. I'm so glad we were able to get together, the three of us.
I know it's been a crazy time. I'm sure it's crazy for everyone out there too. The holidays are always so stressful and trying to get work wrapped up, especially before holiday weeks and then the Christmas buzz. And so thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being patient and we appreciate it. Love you guys.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.